If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
For men in 2000. I don't
think pink's not in anymore.
On I dudes. Can't believe it was like a controversial thing for men to wear pink at some point.
Right.
Well, like they were trying to like beat it by wearing pink.
Right.
I don't think it's like that.
Tough guys wear pink.
Yeah. Tough guys wear pink.
Like at the beach, you can get it at one of the souvenir shops, a little tank.
Yeah. You had to make it a pink. Statement.
Right.
Yeah.
You couldn't just wear the color. You had to be like, I understand what you're thinking.
Yeah. If you just wore a plain pink shirt, I think that would have been tougher than saying tough guys wear pink.
Exactly. You're like kind of, it ruins the whole point of it.
And that was like in the most like, I want to say like homophobic time, but you know, guys like were making sure that their shorts though had to be like below their knee.
No skinny jeans.
Yeah,
no skinny jeans.
Your shorts could not be that hot. And so they had to make it a statement.
Right.
We beat that.
We did.
We were skinny jeans, shorts above our knees, pink shirts.
You were doing shorts above the knee?
In high school? Oh, yeah. Oh. My shorts were above my knees. I was wearing flip-flops.
Bold.
No,
bold.
I remember being like a kid, though, and my mom, you know, she bought my clothes for the majority of, you know, my school days, like elementary, middle school. But I remember she bought me this set that was like basketball shorts and like a matching tank. It was like a jersey.
Yes, the matching sets.
Yeah. I think
those were cool. Aaron Carter wore those.
I've always wanted an outfit like that.
It did not look the same on me as it did Aaron Carter. I was
because you're
like
a little heavier.
I was a little chunky little kid.
Mariah.
They were down to here, and like I just remember like walking in with it, and I wanted it to look good, but I was well aware at that age that it just did not look good on me.
Yeah.
Is that something you wear like a white tee under it? Was that like a style?
People did, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was white tee or a long sleeve. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was.
Like you would wear it underneath the jersey.
Yeah, and it would be a fake jersey like that Massimo made.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For a team that doesn't exist.
And like Lil Romeo had a brand called like, it wasn't Fat Farm. It was like called.
Just like that. Just like that. Short, what like, shorty.
Like very and one.
And one. Wow.
Yeah, you look like the mean white kids in Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yes. Yeah.
The bully.
Yeah, just those white, like,
with
wannabe
hip-hop. With the spiky hair, with the visors.
The visor.
Yeah.
That's why I do my hair the way I do it now. I'm trying to look like those bullies.
But I loved and ones, man. They made me feel like...
And ones the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
That you were a basketball player, that you were athletic.
It made me feel like I could fit in with the Nike kids.
Right. Yeah.
I used to deck myself out in Dickies. Those Dickie shorts that went past your knees?
Oh,
so, bro,
I had a
phase. Before my shorts, I had the Dickies phase where my shorts were past my knees.
You're like Avril Lavigne and like...
like Billie Eilish.
Cold night.
Yeah, because I was trying to fit in with the people, that what they look like around me. Everybody, they all had Dickies that passed their knees, and there were crazy colors like bright red, bright blue, yellow, white. Like, they were like...
Did you have a studded belt as well?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you did.
With the Dickies?
No, in high school. You had the metal.
But that was the next phase.
Yeah, that was the next phase.
That was with my skinny jeans.
There was one trend that all of my friends had in middle school, and I wanted them so bad. They were pants that were like super baggy and had like straps all around it, and it was Jerbodes, and it would say like E=MC² or something.
He's right here, yeah.
They
made shorts too.
What, they had math problems on it?
It had like it
was a brand.
It had some sort of equation that was like
right there. Yes. Heath, I had a pair just like that, too.
I've never seen these in my life.
Really? Everybody had those.
M plus FG, that's what it was.
But the ones that people were wearing in my school were shorts.
You know what that stands for? Yes. Gangsta.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Or is it?
There was a black pair with like a green.
Zane, I could totally see you wearing these today. Right.
You know what? Sick. Someone needs to make like some clothes that like the pattern is so faint, but it's all just like math equations and stuff. Like you could cheat, but it, like you wear them to like cheat on. Like you wear...
Matt, that's genius.
But the pattern is so faint. So it's like to the blind eye, but you can need only like a, tell if right, you look
it
up.
Looks like somebody made it already.
Damn. Just, but I mean like that, but like...
That's crazy.
I'm not cheating. Like black, what?
That was just too much. Oh, that's
me
terrible.
Me arriving to the SATs. Like.
That's terrible. But yeah, no, Matt, you mean like very, very faint where you
so
can barely...
So faint.
But then also you're taking the test, you're just like...
Yeah.
Fuck. You're putting your head down, just kind of.
Mariah.
This is pie. A pie tie.
That's like a quirky math teacher, like, yeah. Like Miss Frizzle would wear.
Yeah. Or like a music teacher would wear a music note.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
My fourth grade teacher is coming to the wedding.
Oh, my gosh. How fun. My parents just got to go to my elementary school's like 30th reunion or like 35th
wow.
reunion.
Those exist.
And got to see all of my like former teachers and take pictures with
that's
them.
That's cool.
Took
wow.
pictures of all the hallways.
That's
it was
really cool.
Such a rush where I was like jealous I wasn't there.
Yeah, I would be jealous too.
I would much rather do an elementary school reunion than a high school because I feel like I remember high school. Like I can see the halls.
Yeah.
I just have faint memories.
No,
of,
but like high school makes more sense though because you don't remember anybody in elementary school. So it's kind of like why
no,
even
I, more so I want to go like in the school. I want to like see.
Oh,
I want to be
oh,
on
okay.
the property again.
I can
just,
smell the school.
Yeah. Mariah, how close were you with your third grade teacher or sorry,
my fourth grade teacher?
Yeah, to invite her to the wedding.
It's not that I was close with her when she was my teacher.
Yeah.
Actually, she's the one that caught me writing notes with somebody.
And you still invited her.
I Ooh. Still invited her.
Love her.
Over the, my mom ended up working for the school district. So then they got close. And then I remember when I was in her class, her daughter, she was pregnant with her daughter. Her daughter was born. She went on maternity leave. Her daughter's also coming now. She's like 23, 24,
oh, wow.
which is crazy. We just became close with them over the years.
Damn.
So,
I wish I was close with like one of my
it's
teachers.
Really cool. I have a whole table of my very first friends that I made when I moved to Pennsylvania. I have a table of them coming.
Oh,
she probably hasn't seen them in like a really
you
long time.
You love these games, huh?
Yeah. But I do.
That's fun.
It's the cool. only teacher that I hope is doing well and I would love to see again is Zembuck. Like
Zembuck.
I want to see him so bad.
What did he teach?
He
Can
was
we
like,
guess?
Zembuck?
Math?
I think he's like a coach.
Oh,
I think
science.
He was a coach and also
science.
Taught like history.
Good guess though, but no, he was
science?
He was like the acting teacher.
Oh.
I got I thought it was the science teacher. I'm thinking of another teacher.
Oh, you didn't
was y'all's theater class called acting?
There was different ones. So there was like I think depending on like the level of which you like have been doing them or whatever, one of my classes was called improv.
Fun.
So I had him for improv class.
Mm.
And then I had like regular like theater. Like just, it was kind of like different every year I did it.
That's cool.
Were you good at it before you started taking the class? Or you think the classes really helped in school?
I did it in middle school too.
So sorry. So before you started taking it in middle school, would you like, were you good at it? Like was there a reason why you started it? Because you.
Or were you a natural?
I was
natural,
never like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say like I was good at it, so like I wanted to do it. I was just so fascinated by acting and like being in plays. Like I just loved the theater and like performance.
I hope one day you're in a show. Like I could see you in a show.
Thank you. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I'll
feel
it
for you. Should we run that intro?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's get it. It's Coffin Talk.
I forgot.
Do it again. Do it again.
Wow. It's Coffin Talk,
baby.
Wow. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are back for another episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for being the supportive kind that you always are.
Thank you for being you.
In this crazy year.
Me trying to add on.
Improv, babe.
Improv, yeah.
You know, it paid off.
Exactly. Well, nice to see everybody. How's everybody's week been?
The week's been good. What, today's a Wednesday?
Today mm-hmm. is, I don't know. Yeah, Wednesday.
It's good. I had a good weekend. Oh my God, I went to a bodybuilding competition.
Oh, how did it
go? Oh, yeah.
Did he win, your friend?
Yes, he won men's physique. Yes, men's physique.
Very good.
My first, yeah, there was like a fitness expo, so I got to walk the floor and all of that. And then I got to go see this bodybuilding competition. And never have been to one. And they're quite interesting in that there's basically kind of, and hopefully I get this right, there's like two different divisions of like body types. There's classic physique and men's physique.
Okay. Okay.
Can I guess the difference between, is it like one's natural and one's pretty much steroids?
So all of this they, one they that
do
I was
it in,
watching,
they do it in nice ways.
Everybody
they
was
it.
Natural. Allegedly natural in this okay. one. The day before, the Saturday, they had this steroid version. But what I learned, though, about these bodybuilding competitions, if you, though, enter the natural one, there is not enough time for them to truly do the blood test on you. It's not like a prick of the finger or piss in a cup, and we know that you're on steroids right there in the moment. What? You have to do a lie detector test.
No way!
Yeah,
what?
That asks you if you are on steroids.
Wow.
And basically,
but wait, you're saying, why is it different for natural than for, like, what's, I don't
so,
understand.
Well,
like,
they don't need to test you for the steroid time. One. It's just, I don't know. But I think because if
also,
you were
blood
entering,
results
like,
take, like, weeks to get back. Like, whenever we get, like, blood tests, it's not something they could do on the spot.
Right.
So they're they were submitting it weeks and weeks in advance or whatever.
It takes weeks to get the test.
So you
back.
Could submit it weeks and weeks in advance, but then you could take steroids right before the, like.
Well, that's why he's saying it's a lie detector and there is no blood test.
There is
it.
No blood test, but I know, it's like an honor system. I think system higher is. Up you go, they do the blood test, but they, it weeks later after, and if they get it back that you tested positive for the steroids, they will take your title away.
Okay.
So there is that threat. So it's like you could do it, but if they get it back, you could get taken away banned probably.
As yeah. long as it's being done still, because I wouldn't trust a lie detector test to see if someone's taken steroids.
Also, you could tell
or not.
A huge difference from the steroid class versus the natty.
But
class.
if you're doing like a light dose, I feel like you can get away with it to look a little bigger. Like I feel like you wouldn't. I'm saying it like I did it. I mean,
no,
just
you,
a
you
little
can,
bit.
You just
wouldn't
need
really
like a
tell 0.5, the difference.
You really don't.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you
yeah.
take steroids, how long do you like have to take them for? Do you even know?
I think you got it. Well, I have a few friends I can ask them, but I feel like you have to take it for a good amount of months, right? For
right.
it to
you
like really
as soon as you come off it, though.
Immediately, like all of it just away.
You probably retain 70%.
Okay.
What's like the most common side effect, like negative side effect of
probably aggression,
back knee aggression.
Shrinkage of the balls.
I thought that was a myth. I thought it was just like a
it doesn't
joke
it, like
thing.
Kind of affect like your like can't you get like a lisp or like it changes like your voice
if you
oh
don't,
the kid from 51st States the
right,
brother
yeah Sean Astin
a protein sticks
yeah it's my tooth.
So basically you have to take your cycle and then you have to take a cycle like leaving it
okay
like
to wean you off of it.
So then once you like stop or whatever, your estrogen goes super high. So you need to take, I forget what the technical name of it is, but there's like a dosage of stuff that you have to take after you come off your cycle to be able to make your body like balanced. Otherwise, your estrogen goes crazy. Then you start developing like gynecomastia.
Yeah.
And you would get like man boobs. You would have like more of the lisp, higher voice type. You
it
know.
Doesn't sound worth it unless you're really trying to soar in like that field of work as a career.
I would only say steroids if you are doing that full time for life. You want to be that
like it's
massive.
Your thing. Yeah,
there's like just,
no point.
And then there's also like long term side effects. Like it messes your liver up. Like you get like
yeah, it's so dangerous. And really, I feel like it ages you too.
Really
you see
bad.
These yeah. like bodybuilders that you think are like in maybe the early 30s, but no, they're like 22 and they're on yeah. the juice. Anyways, so yeah, get to the Fit Expo. Also, it took a little gummy before I went in there just to entertain myself.
Oh, like edible, like
yeah,
a
like a weed gummy. And I'm walking in, I'm just like, what is going on? And they have a
all
night.
The muscles are moving. You're just like, oh, shit.
There's like a night jousting, medieval tournament going on as well.
Oh, you took too much, man.
Men in full night medieval gear battling each other with swords and stuff.
I've seen videos of it.
I was there for that one. Yeah.
Then next to it is like a kids' jiu-jitsu tournament. Like little kids doing jujitsu. There is a strongman competition.
Those where are sick.
Guys are like hauling these massive bags of sand over a wall and moving tires around. There's like people in line to arm wrestle, professional arm wrestling people. There's like a bunch of fitness influencers
Is this set up like VidCon
for fitness?
Okay, you know how when you're like, I feel like I see this in movies. You know the movie Stick It, where there's different tournaments happening all in the same room? Is it kind of like that?
I would say that the main events, though, were the bodybuilding competition, and then there was like a powerlifting thing, and the other things seemed like more side things. It wasn't like gymnastics tournament. I feel like that's a kind of a
all gymnastics.
Yeah.
And in gymnastics, if you're on the team, you got to do balance beam. You got to do that. You got to do that.
Yeah.
This wasn't required for all of it. So it just was a bunch of simultaneous leagues and events happening.
I guess I was wondering if like wherever, like, you know how people are sitting in bleachers and you kind of, you could see something happening kind of far away, but you're in the bleacher section for that certain tournament.
I couldn't keep my eyes on the other stuff because I was just sitting in seats watching the stage.
We're hearing it from like high mat's perspective.
To give you context, I'm there because one of my good hometown friends, he's a like fitness influencer, Patrick Lyons, awesome guy. He entered the tournament because he wanted to. And it was his first bodybuilding tournament. The classic physique. Did you guess what the classic physique is? And this is natural. This is natural body.
Oh, so they're both natural.
Classic physique and men's physique.
They're both natural.
Both natural.
Okay, so classic physique, I would say, is more like it's not too wide. More like a slim-fitting physique. And then men is more broader.
Yes.
If I were to guess.
Yes.
So okay. I think classic physique, I'm thinking about like bodybuilders in the 50s. They had a completely different build than like what a bodybuilder has today. So I think that classic physique would be more about chest and arms versus having to like worry about like the cut up abs and things like that. I think the newer one would be more about like complete definition. The other one would just be more...
Yes, you're very, very close on how you're describing it. The only thing I would add for the classic physique is that they are getting judged on their legs as well. So classic physique is like the full speedo where you're going out and like flexing it all. And men's physique, they don't wear speedos. They wear like board shorts. And
I've seen that.
On their legs, and it's more of like a beachy body look.
Okay.
The classic is really about building the muscles, and this one's all about, and then men's physique is all about like really like definition and tone.
So what would you say my reveal was? Was it classic?
Yours was
or
classic.
Was it,
well, you wore the speedo.
You wore the speedo,
and you were doing the butt.
Take the speedo away. Take the speedo away.
I think if you went in
beach body
entering a men's physique body contest when you were at your peak, I'm curious, like, just you probably could have like done maybe well.
I would have scored pretty low. I think I would have been like, because
there were guys there who were in the competition that felt like you had probably a better body
really
at your peak.
Damn it, I should have done it.
And I wouldn't you say some of the chance. Guys, I would say not some of the guys looked out of shape, but they were just like, or their body seemed like a really
like a runner,
toned dolphin.
Like a runner?
Yes.
Just smooth.
It was like very smooth and
strong, but smooth.
Cut up. It was so many different body types. There was even a guy who was like in his 60s, like
that's
entering
sick.
It. And
that's what I want to be when I'm 60, like be like just fit like that. Oh God, you probably feel so good.
And it was wild, like hearing what you have to do with your body, like before, like, you know, you don't eat for like a couple. Or you don't eat as much for a few days, and then like right before, you're just like eating massively as well, and like having sugar water and like
You have to eat and drink weird shit like right before. I was even I was recommended to take a few shots of tequila right before.
Yeah, you're supposed to chug a beer. It helps like your veins like.
Oh
yeah, but it's weird things.
I'm curious
that
if that was happening backstage, but yeah, and it's like I guess I was there to root for my friend Patrick, so I'm just like woo. But like other people,
are they cheering?
Not that much.
Wow.
I was kind of like trying to get the.
I remember my mom's competition. There wasn't. I feel like a lot of people that were there are always there for watching these type of events.
Yeah.
So it felt like, I feel like we were the loudest people in the room for sure for my mom.
Right.
So I think it was. I think it's more like. new people, if they're like coming for the first time, they're supporting a friend, they're gonna be loud.
I was still like, I was trying to just clap for everybody.
Yeah. Like, come on, guys.
Or like just an audible, like, wow.
Yeah, woo! Hey. Nice!
Like a dancer.
All right.
Oh, shit!
Okay. They work hard for the bodies, too. It takes a long time to get to.
And then what I felt was just kind of funny, like, because my high brain, I was just trying to, like, stay really serious, is that when you are in the classic physique and you advance to, like, the finals, when you go out and do your flexing thing, you get to like pick your own song.
Okay.
To, like,
that would be fun. To
like flex to. And some, I was just the song choices. And I couldn't even tell you what the songs were, but it would just be like this really serious, almost like EDM. And it's like happy. Like, I don't know. I was trying to think like if I was.
Is it like pose music? Like a music that they were like posing to?
Yes. They're like doing it over the course of, I guess, like 3 minutes of them showing off like their favorite pose. And stuff.
3 minutes is like crazy. That's a long time.
I want to say maybe it felt like 3 minutes. Because after a while, I'm like, okay. Like,
We got it.
We got 24.
What would be your song?
I think I would have like a bit of humor. So I would do like a throwback.
Too sexy for my.
It's raining, man. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Was that the song that I
did? That's what you did.
That's what I did.
You did?
Yeah.
See, that's a good one.
And but you don't want it to be like serious and people are like,
right, I would make
it's gotta be funny.
Zane would do I'm too sexy for my shirt.
That's just good. A classic. And yes, but you have to wear the shirt first.
And I feel like that's definitely part of the scoring in it, is a bit of like showmanship and getting the audience excited, because one of the guys was flexing and I would say he wasn't as good as like the guy he was against. But he was trying to like go and like, come on, let's like get it going. And he's like walking to the corners of the stage, getting people excited. And I was like,
did you get to watch any of the strongman?
I watched that one guy hurl a thing of sand. It makes me nervous, strongman shit. And it hurts my back.
It hurts my back every time I watch something like that.
Yeah. I used to watch it all the time on TV with my family. The stuff that they do, like, it's not even like, who can lift this weight? There's different rocks, like giant rocks that are a ball that you have to like lift up and put that, and you have to put it on the pedestal.
Oh my.
And then they get heavier and heavier as they go, and you have to put them on like,
oh,
it's so weird.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Trying to put that up
and
there.
And then also like the one where you have to like pick something up in each hand and walk as far as you can with it. Like that stuff is crazy.
Or they're like pulling like an 18 wheeler, like with a rope and all of that stuff, like attached to maybe their waist.
We did not build the pyramids.
Yeah.
We didn't.
This, imagine each person. Come on.
Imagine the last block at the top. We didn't do it.
Right. Honestly, that just made me not believe that shit either. There's no way. Yeah.
I don't know if this would be in a strongman competition. I feel like it's more like lumberjack thing. I would love to do a little log race kind of thing.
What do you mean?
You're on a log
on the water
with the other guy and you're trying to like balance and keep it going.
Like we saw in Alaska.
Yes. Yes. That one, I'd be like, I'd give it a go.
I could see you doing that.
I could give it a go. I feel like I could hold. I feel like if I did it against one of my friends, I think I could hold my own. If I did it with a pro, like, you know how they start like splashing you with one leg and then they're. Yes. I just think it's a good little game. And then
just
the one thing there that I wish was there, do you ever see these videos on TikTok and it's like a knife cutting relay race where they're like, they're chopping rope.
The woman behind her back, do you see the same video? Be like, you got it. Keep going.
Yeah, come on, Barb.
Come on.
And like, they're chopping bottles and
hard,
stuff.
Hard.
Nice, Barb. Give it another try.
She goes for the 6 water bottles and they all just get knocked over instead of sliced. Like, keep going.
Where are those happening?
And it's silent. It's got to be the South.
That shows that you can come up anything for anything. Yeah. Just any type of tournament.
And there's just like the rope that's on the plank and you just like hit it at a diagonal.
Or remember in Alaska, we saw that like lumberjack competition. You come up anything.
That was fun though.
It was. It was kind of sick.
So yeah, it was quite fun. Would I go back? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I think it's a one-time experience.
I wish I was just there with a friend to like experience it with them, because my friend was in the tournament.
Oh,
the
you
whole
went
time.
By yourself?
By myself. Oh. And shout out to all the unfiltered fans that were there. They were like, "What are you doing here?"
Oh, that's so funny.
I think some of them thought like I just wanted to see muscular men like in
Patricia's
private.
Out of town. Yeah, Patricia's out of town. You doing something? They caught you doing something.
Oh, because I was like high. I was like a little paranoid. I was just like, I think some people think I'm here because my wife's out of town and I just want to be around.
You just muscular make sure you're on the phone with Patricia. No, I'm talking to her right now.
Yeah.
Matt, you should have just like just trolled them when they came up. Just like, I just wanted to.
I don't know.
Yeah, someone like snaps a mic. What's Matt doing here? I'm like backstage with all of them. Like,
stop. Like a meet and greet.
Your hand on their chest.
Just like, you guys are terrible.
You're in pink.
Gosh. I'm like oiling them up. No. That's and funny. What else? Oh, I sat in a Cybertruck. Have you sat in a Cybertruck?
Yeah. There's nothing in it. It's just a empty. Tesla.
Oh, it's so underwhelming.
Empty. I have not sat in one yet.
I've been so excited to like sit in one, and I sat in it and was just like, this just feels like a Tesla.
It's like cold.
Yeah, it feels spacious, but there's no like grit to it. I feel like the outside, you would think like, oh, the inside, there's, like, you know, when you're in a Defender, you can see little rivets and stuff on the side.
You wanted the spaceship on the inside.
Yes.
Because it looks like a roach. I want to see a brown one. I want to see a brown one rolling through the streets because it looks just
with
like
the black wheels.
Those palmetto bugs. Like,
they should be a pest control company that should do that.
Yes, that would be perfect for a pest control company.
Oh, Heath and I were on the highway the other day, and we saw this car in front of us. It was like an old, beat up, small Prius. Car. It was a Prius, mm-hmm. super tiny, beat up, but it had like 8 surfboards on top of it, different sizes, like just packed. I'm like, and it was really early in the morning. We were like, oh, these people are heading to the beach. They're doing their thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a dog in the back seat. So of course I have to like go up to see the dog, of course. This whole thing. So I'm pulling up. And the dog sticks his head out the window, and it's a damn goat.
A goat
in the car.
And the goat was just like living its best life.
So a goat and just surfboards.
Goat and surfboards. And then I saw there was a sticker, like a bumper sticker on the car that said the surfing goat. And the two guys are exactly the type of guys you would think are driving this car to the beach. Just these like cool, they're waving at us and they're giving us a thumbs up. Like we're giving them attention, whatever. And then they roll down the window and they're like, you guys want a book? So now we're going 60 next to these people. They grab a book from their dash and we get like inches apart and they just hand Heath a book.
Oh, a and book. I thought they were wanting to book it.
Oh, like, kind of like a pamphlet.
You want to book the goat like for an event?
A children's book. And it was really cute. And now I'm imagining us reading that to our future kids. And it's this cute little book about a surfing goat.
We looked them up. The goat is surfing on the surfboards the ocean.
I bet goats would like to surf because they like doing the yoga stuff. They like getting on. They like getting on things.
And they know how to balance on a cliff.
This is him. So
why look at him go.
That's him.
Oh my God.
Those were the guys that were in the car.
Mariah, that like looks majestic.
No,
I told Heath
we should go down there and have him take really cool pictures of this. This is insane.
Wow.
And they have a bunch of goats that do it too.
Wow.
Oh, what a great, the surfing goat. It sounds like a bar.
Yeah, it sounds like a weird Disney movie. like Air Bud. Yeah. Air Bud, Johnny Tsunami collab with the surfing goat.
Well, goats are really living their best life.
They're so cool.
Yeah, they're really cool.
The closest to a human you can get, honestly. They're
not a monkey or anything.
But I'm not seeing monkeys surf, though. I'm not seeing monkeys hang on cliffs.
Goats have the strangest eyes, though. Because they're like
a rectangle?
Yeah, it's like a rectangle, and they're just like, here I am.
Why do people see them as like demonic?
Because of the horns. It's devil.
I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that. What's that word?
Satanic?
Yeah. I don't like that they're placed in a
It's because Baphomet has a goat head.
Yeah. Have you played Goat Simulator? It's a video game.
No way.
So you know how there's like train simulator, surgeon simulator, flight simulator. There's a goat simulator and you're a goat and you're living in like a little Swedish village and you just go around and fuck up shit.
Damn, sign me up
for that. You can
jump on things.
You can run into an IKEA and just like knock everything down. You can set people on fire and drag them around. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but you're a goat.
Oh, that's freaking sick. That's genius. Sick. Yeah, that's cool.
You can like go ruin people's picnics and stuff. There's a bunch of challenges you can do. I could not believe it when I played it one time.
It's kind
of
cute.
Yeah.
I think that should be more popular than Fortnite. 100%.
Definitely.
So you guys booked with these people?
Are we booking
a session?
I think it'd be so fun.
It would be really fun.
That's amazing.
Where were y'all this past weekend?
We went to, we did a quick trip to Mexico. Cancun.
What?
Yeah. Ava invited the girls to stay at the hotel and we went as her plus ones.
Fun.
Just the four of us. And then we, just stayed in the hotel the whole time.
Did you sleep with Alicia?
No, no. Did you threw me off.
Oh, so you stayed in Alicia's room?
No, no. We got our own separate rooms. I actually shared a room with Heath.
Okay, nice, nice. Nice.
The hotel wasn't beautiful though. It was like, the hotel was like, how long was the hotel? Like a kilometer long?
The pool is a kilometer long.
What?
I'm not British.
It was
0.62 of a mile.
What was the resort called?
ABBA. AVA.
Wow.
It felt like a massive cruise ship that was just docked.
Whoa. Yeah. It's like an ocean. That can't be a pool.
You weren't there?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh.
No, just the four of us.
Oh, nice.
And we, there's so much to do in the hotel. They have like bowling, laser tag. They were building out an escape room.
What?
They have there was only 30% of the stuff that were open in the hotel because they just opened. But
we were sitting there on the first night we went to the restaurant that was kind of by the pool. And Remy looked out and she goes, oh my gosh, there's a river. We're like, what? She thought that the pool was a river before the ocean.
That's how wide it was.
That's too. How look at it.
Because the water was moving too. Like if you look out, it looked like a rushing river going by you.
Yeah, wow. That's crazy.
Is this adults huge. Only or were there kids?
No, it's adult, like, yeah. It's like a cruise. It's
fully
insane.
Fully resort. And this is an all-inclusive one too?
Yeah. Matt, you pay one price of, it's per night. So I think it was like between $400 to $500 a night, which is like pretty pricey for a hotel room.
That's for two people though.
You get everything in the hotel like for free, pretty much. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. They have a breakfast buffet, and then all the restaurants are really good. They have a Mediterranean one, a hibachi restaurant. They have like
Italian.
They have like pretty much every genre. Coffee shops everywhere. You stop in, grab a coffee, walk away.
Cancun,
yeah,
Cancun.
Also, ice cream shops everywhere. They got there's just so much to do. It's a really sick hotel.
As much as you wanted to,
it's a great hotel for like if you're on a budget and you have a big family.
Yeah.
Great place to go. If you're like if you want to hit like a tropical vacation. Yeah.
It was really, really pretty.
Great service too. But yeah, but there's not much. We can't talk about much because we didn't like leave the hotel. We didn't like really explore.
We wanted to do activities outside, like go to like the cenotes and like the different.
Xcaret. Have you been to that place?
Or no.
Xcar. Right? It's like
it
an
sounds
adventure.
Like pig Latin.
Because it's like
Xcargo.
Xacaret. It's like outside of, it's like near Cancun.
Yeah.
But it's like an adventure park.
Oh, okay.
Like you can do cliff jumping. You can go snorkeling. You could basically get everything all
that
in
looks
one
fun.
Place.
Sick. There was a lot
we
wanted
there,
to, but
it's crazy.
The weather was kind of like overcast. And then we honestly were just enjoying the property so much that we were like, to go drive like an hour away and then
book something, get it. Yeah.
It was like it just felt like it was just like a relaxing week. We were just like chilling and just met up for dinner and then go back to the like it was.
Yeah,
honestly, it felt like just
like a little mini getaway.
Yeah, but
hell yeah,
nice to be back.
And then we came back. We kind of just been doing some last minute like wedding stuff, getting in, you know.
How is it?
We're getting close.
Are you nervous yet, or just
to me like. Today, the nerves started like setting in.
I was going to say like February 1st, which is in a day or two, couple days. I think that's when it'll hit us. But we're pretty on track with everything.
Yeah.
Everything, all the paperwork is due 2 weeks before the wedding, which is a week from now. But we're pretty on top of it and prepared.
Maybe you know, because you went through it. Did you have to get a marriage license in California or did you have to get one in Alabama because you got married in Alabama? How does that work?
In Alabama.
So we have to get it in New Jersey.
Correct. Yeah. And you might have to get it before your wedding.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
But I also think we had to get ours before our wedding because we were the church maybe like required us to like have it.
Okay.
Before getting married in church. But since you guys are in a venue basis, like, I don't know if that's a requirement. But yeah, that's how it happened.
Do they give it to you same day? Like, we go in, you get the certificate, and then
have to, like, ask you questions?
Yeah. Well, I remember, though, when we went and we were filling it out, I filled it out wrong because I made Patricia's name Patricia King when I should have made her name Patricia Flack because I thought that was like...
They thought you were like related.
Well, right. Or they're probably like used to that in Alabama. No problem. But yeah, because I thought that was like, oh, this is where she like changes her name and stuff. Like we thought that's how you figured it out. So you have to get it notarized. You have to go to a notary person and then... And we brought it there and they go, this is wrong. Then we had to go back to the person and notarize that again. And I think we went back the next day and they took it and all of that.
Oh, that's nice.
And they
but
give
it doesn't
you,
matter the state that you get it in.
I guess not. We just got ours in the mail because Patricia's now fully legally changing her name. But
got
the state
it.
Of California needs that document. But I don't think it doesn't matter about what state you get the license in. I know for people who get married in Mexico, you have to have like a courthouse thing. Here or whatever.
Okay.
To do that. I believe that's right.
We're just trying to like figure out the planning of that and everything.
You guys definitely don't seem stressed. Or unless you're hiding it. It feels like everything. It seems like everything is like running pretty smooth.
We've been doing a really good job of like chiseling away every day, like some
a
sort
bit
of like
day.
New thing, so it's not like a whole bunch, like last minute.
I know you're doing everything yourself too, like all the cards and shit that you're sending out.
Yeah,
I feel like
we
that takes
don't
a long
have
time.
A planner, which the plan was to go as long as I can without having to get a planner, and we're already at the final stretch, and I'm like, we can do this. Like, it's really not that hard as long as you set time aside. It is very time consuming making the calls with the vendors, the DJ, the transportation for people, the florist, all those things.
It is time consuming.
I started getting really nervous when, like, I guess everyone started coming in and you having to like talk to a bunch of people.
That's what is going to make me nervous.
The small talk, which is great, and you have to be present for it. You really got to lock people in the eye, especially if it's like a random relative that you never see or someone that's like your parent's friend, and giving them that time and locking in with them, but you also understanding this is my wedding,
right?
And you do have control, and you can, I mean, have a good banter back and forth. Oh, did you guys get in all right? And say, you go, thank you so much for coming. I just have to go say greet a couple of guests, but have an absolute blast this weekend. I can't wait to celebrate with you.
Sometimes
I'm going to get stuck.
The same person like all night.
Yeah.
I just wish like I can have an out of body moment where I can just watch the entire wedding to soak it all in from a bird's eye view. Because like, if I do get caught talking to someone for a long time, in the back of my mind, I'm going to be like, I'm missing so many things that are happening that I'm going to want to remember.
View. Yeah. I could go to the top and like get a quick little video just so you can get that
but
view.
But I think like the day everybody flies in, especially the people that are coming from out of state, I think the day people fly in when everyone's at the hotel meeting for the first time, I think it's going to be like, it's going to be exciting. Like this is, I understand people wanting to have a small wedding. Like it's definitely more affordable and you don't have to worry about all these people. But for me personally, like I couldn't wait for the day where every single person that I love is in the same room.
It's great.
That's wild. Like all my friends meeting all my family, my cousins, my aunts and uncles that I talk about all the time is gonna be insane.
It's the best.
So
it's
crazy.
So such a cool like idea. And his friends from Florida, like meeting our friends here. That is crazy.
I keep thinking about like all of our family, like close family members that still haven't met yet. So like, that's going to be cool.
Like his grandparents meeting my family. Yeah. They've been so cool. Excited.
I know.
And
there's going to be times where like, you see those people like talking together and you're like, oh, I can't wait to see who interacts. How their interactions
and
are.
And I already have in my mind, like some people, they'll hit it off. I know that.
Write it all down so you can get back.
Also take advantage of everyone is there to like help you and make your weekend go easier. Even the people who are like guests and stuff, like say like you really need like just to get a drink or something, or you have food but you're like really far away from it, just ask a friend like, can you just go get me like a little plate of something?
Don't worry, that's me.
What was really nice is when we met with the venue recently for just like the crossing the T's and dot in the I's. I've always wanted to say that. They wrote down things that we like as the bride and groom. Like this girl wrote down the groom likes iced coffee, the bride likes Shirley Temples. They're gonna have a runner just bringing us those drinks all night.
Oh, that's sick.
So they have a specific person that makes sure that we eat.
Every single food.
Everybody leaves us alone. Yeah. Yeah.
You know how, because I'm guessing it's a buffet, right? Buffet style?
No.
Oh, it's sorry.
Cocktail hour would technically.
Coming out?
Cocktail hour.
Zane's like, food.
So what are we talking here?
Yeah, how's that going?
Cocktail hour is a whole room full of food, which is basically like buffet style. You make a little plate. Then you go inside, then you get seated for dinner where you place an order for the chicken, the steak, the fish.
Okay.
And then afterwards we got after party food.
Oh, shit. That's
But they were so cool though, like the guy who is like our direct person there, we were like sitting there talking, we were like going over the desserts and stuff, and he goes, what's your favorite dessert? Like, what is your favorite? And like we said it, and he was like, perfect, we'll do that for dessert then.
Oh.
Yeah, they really customized it to us.
Because like it was supposed to be like, assorted desserts, like random things, like that would be a normal dessert. He's like, what's your favorite dessert?
We'll make it happen.
And he was like, all right, perfect. That's what we'll have.
What is your favorite dessert?
Well, first I said tiramisu and gelato. Like gelato, I can, whatever. Then he asked Heath, well, what's your favorite gelato ice cream flavor?
Yeah, he asked me favorite ice cream and I said cookie dough. He goes, okay, perfect. How about we do this? I'll make warm chocolate chip cookies and we'll do ice cream cookie sandwiches.
That way so you get that cookie dough
and
like,
I was like
feel.
Zane's gonna be ordering that. They go, we're just doing that for the group.
What was the thing you guys were telling me? How there's a new rule where a groom has to be with another.
Oh, Matt, this is so funny. So during like the rehearsal, the bride isn't there. So everybody but the bride does the rehearsal, like the walk in the aisle, like the whole.
Because I'll already be ready.
Oh, right.
For the rehearsal. Because we're not doing a day before rehearsal.
Oh, right. All right.
So the guy who's like our person there, he goes, we used to have a girl that was working that would fill in as the bride that can like walk down and like do the rehearsal. He goes, but we had a couple, the bride got really upset that another woman walked.
Who is this girl?
With the husband.
She complained about it.
And he goes, ever since that day, he goes, I'm going to be the one that's walking you down the aisle.
And he's so funny.
He's
a hoot.
Amazing. He's good. So funny.
It's good that one little incident happens and they change it up permanently for everybody. Weddings are they're so sensitive. Like you really want to make it perfect.
He goes, no, if I get a bad review, I will actually like
myself.
That's good that people like really take that shit seriously.
Yeah, but he's so funny. He's amazing.
Wow. Sounds like you have a good team.
I feel very like we both walked out like we feel calm. We feel like
that's good.
Everything's going to go smoothly.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
So excited for you guys.
Thanks.
We're excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eat your heart
out. Zane, this is our day.
This is a random story, but it happened at our welcome party. Wasn't rehearsal dinner, welcome party. So everyone's like coming in town. I'm talking to a bunch of people.
At the bar upstairs.
It was at the house.
So,
I don't think you guys made it for that.
No, we were there the next day.
Yes, y'all were there the next day. Remy and Alicia were at this. I'm curious. I feel like I was like talking to them. I'm curious if they remember this moment. I had a friend, distant friend, who we invited to the wedding because, you know, you just got to invite friends. I'm like talking or whatever. Like, oh my God, thank you so much for coming. And I'll never forget. She goes, oof, you need, and gave me like Listerine.
Oh!
In front of like 4 or 5 people. I was like, listen, if you could have just handed that to me like on the side or something.
It was done to like embarrass you.
Yeah. In front of so
like
many of my
your
friends.
Sibling.
I was like, do not ever go to a wedding and embarrass a bride and groom
on
like
your
that
weekend.
On my own fucking weekend. I'll
That's
never forget
crazy.
That shit where I was like, you gotta be
where you already got like the shakes go. Like you're
yes,
already
you're
nervous.
Already just, like nervous. And you're like, oh my God. I mean, I already had Listerine on me, but you know, you're just talking so much that entire fucking weekend.
Oh, I
but Matt,
I
you know what? I bet you it wasn't even that bad.
Right.
She
did it as a way to like kind of control me or like get in my, I was just like you.
I would have been like, don't come the next day.
How
about you sit that one out?
I mean, I wish I could have been that rude.
What was your actual reaction though?
For me, I was just like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, I took it like just like violent.
Yeah. But meanwhile, in his bed that night.
But I was screaming inside my head where I go, why did you just do that in front of like 4 of my friends that I'm entertaining? Like, I had a friend from college. I swear Remy and Alicia were like right there.
I'm telling you right now, she's lucky Patricia wasn't right there. I feel like Patricia would have straight up uninvited her.
I told Patricia about it. And like Patricia and I bring it up every time when we like have Listerine. We're like, I just can't believe she did that at like my own
thing. The reaction that, oof.
Yeah, and yeah, once again, this person could. Yeah,
it's so easy. It's not, so easy just not to be a dick, just for one weekend to like two people.
I'll never forget that. That's on my crazy. Own fucking like wedding weekend. Like, God.
That's bad. Miss
in front of other people.
Bitch. I wish it was at least perfect where she had like the tap on her, like, you know, the Listerine tap. It just, yeah, just make it a perfect little thing.
Yeah.
I would have hit her.
Ooh. Whoa.
But Mariah, you do it and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what got into me.
Oh.
Matt, have you seen what's going on with the new AI DeepSeek? I feel like you kind of know about it.
Yes. Yes. The night before, so right now we're recording on Wednesday, and this all happened, was it Tuesday? Or was it around Monday? Sunday night, I got a text from a friend who was a stockbroker who, you know, has had massive success or whatever, and he hardly sends me stuff. He sent me, like, this Twitter thread that was explaining DeepSeek, but it felt like it was written in a different language, but it was explaining the threat of DeepSeek and how this was bad for NVIDIA and all of this. So, do you know... What do you know?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Just the fact that it's in like an open AI, so like a ChatGPT type thing.
Right.
But it's free to the public. It's from China. And basically, you have access to like a ChatGPT for free with like open coding. So they gave everybody the ability to like look at like the app, the information, everything about it. Like, which is crazy because nobody does that.
And they,
like full transparent, like kind of like transparent.
Just like, if you guys want to look at it, like.
Isn't like the China, like all the Chinese apps, aren't they all about like transparency through their like, right? Isn't that a thing within like Chinese?
This is more like the coding that makes the AI.
And they made this AI, you know, it's basically a competitor to ChatGPT.
Sure.
They made it within a few months, a fraction of the cost of what ChatGPT was. I don't know how much money was spent on that, but for this AI, it only cost them $10 million to make it, and it does not use NVIDIA chips. Now, NVIDIA has been the AI chip company that has had all this massive success in the stock market, that all of these big top tech companies like Meta, Amazon, Alphabet, I think maybe Google uses, they invested all this money into NVIDIA saying, okay, well, if we're using these AI models that need NVIDIA chips, we have to put all this money into. Basically, China came up with this AI that goes, we're not even using NVIDIA chips. We made it for only $10 million, and it's better.
What?
Like caused NVIDIA stock though to crash 17%
in one day.
In one day, which is like one of the biggest single day like losses for a company in like stock market history.
It ended up being, I think it was like 600 billion or something.
It took that out of the market.
Like something insane.
Yeah. And so now people have just been like, wait, what have we been putting all of our money into for
like the fact that
AI
this just
chips.
Dropped out of nowhere. And also what's crazy too, like I don't know if you could do it on ChatGPT, but I was watching people on DeepSeek and you could be like in the ask bar, just be like, make me the game Snake. And it does all the coding and you could play Snake in DeepSeek. Or you could be like, make a coding for Tetris so I can play Tetris. And it, in a second, makes Tetris inside of this thing. With like the
that's
like,
insane.
It's
quite
wild.
The disruptor, so, and people are freaked out. Like the stock market, like how much is this going to affect all the other companies that invest in NVIDIA? But I think it's kind of bad for NVIDIA, and I may be wrong. But it also then makes companies realize that they don't need to invest this much cash into these AI chips as much as they thought.
Sounds like it, yeah.
And now they're going to have much more cash to spend it on other things.
But also, NVIDIA runs. Like the graphic card market, like they are the number one. Like they took a dip for sure, like when this whole thing happened, but they're back up. Like NVIDIA is so much more than like
just the AI that. Chips,
so,
right?
I don't think I'm too worried about NVIDIA as a company, but it is crazy what they were able to do with that budget and the fact that it's all open and just accessible.
But it has to be priced much lower than what it is, though, because the value everybody thought, like, the value of the company, though, has to be changed. Like, it has to be priced lower.
Have any of you used DeepSeek yet?
Jordan's on it.
I have it. And I feel like I just asked it like one normal question. I don't know. Ever since everybody was like,
the answer was good.
Don't use
your water.
Yeah, that it uses so much water. I can't even remember what I... Oh, it was for book club, and I just wanted, like, discussion points to bring up for the book club, because I finished the book, like, a month and a half ago, and I was like, remind me of things to talk about in book club.
Oh, that's funny.
Did it seem pretty good compared to...
Compared to, like, paying for the premium of ChatGPT, it seemed just as good.
That's crazy, because when I saw it make, like, these video games on the spot, I was like, oh, Jordan, see if it can make me, like, blueprints for, like, a mid-century modern home.
And it did it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is a wild world.
And I even think it's a less complicated structure than how ChatGPT is. Like, ChatGPT is, like, pulling from, I would say, like, trillions of different sources for its information. The web system that it's going through is actually more simpler, but it's more effective than ChatGPT is pulling it from. It's so fucking crazy.
And it's just as fast as, like, it makes this the game Snake and, like...
It's so quick.
I just don't understand. 30 seconds? Oh my God. I just don't understand how.
It's pretty freaky. I mean, I just worry about people's jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
It is mind blowing.
I need to figure out how I can use that for something that I need to get done.
I think the hardest part is figuring out how to, like, actually utilize it to, like.
I think it's a really. The times I have used it, it's a really great way to, like, maybe you have a huge to-do list, like, of everything you need to get done, and you put that and go prioritize what's more important and, like, the best steps that I should take, like, time incremental. Like, it does your to-do list for the day.
Yeah.
And it breaks it down by time and budget and figuring out what is the most important task, and it's really good about, like, prioritizing a to-do list if you feel really swamped of all these things that you need to do and how to.
Where I was like, make me the top trending dance I can do.
Find me the best Parmesan crusted chicken
recipe.
But I did see somebody did something cool with, like, so you know how, like, I go backpacking and you want to be, like, as light as possible.
Yes.
But when you're trying to go light, like, those items are more expensive than, like, a heavier option. So you're kind of doing this dance of, like, trying to get good gear that's light, but also not spend a fortune because, like, the stuff adds up. Like, it is a very expensive hobby.
They know you want a light too, so they're going to jack that shit up.
Right, exactly. So the lighter it is, the more expensive it is. Somebody went on and said, build me a gear list for backpacking with $1,000 budget for all my items where everything is under 10 pounds.
Wow.
And it searched the whole web and it put the gear list and pulled all the pricing, all the weights,
and made it happen.
That
saves you a lot really of time. Cool.
All right, what if I went to like Deep Seeker, right? All right, I went to Deep Seeker and I go, is it this good? I go, I want to buy every shirt that Matt King is wearing in the Unfiltered podcast for the past year.
I doubt it could identify through the video.
Right? If it can at least just register what you're wearing and then pull that from it, like, can it do that? It sounds like it could do pretty much anything.
I don't think so, because there's no way to verify that shirt.
If you had every shirt that I wore listed in the description down below, that's how it would find it. I don't think it can, like,
you know how
watch
Snapchat
the video.
Has a feature where you press on it and you press the shirt and it gives you a link of where you can get the shirt. So why wouldn't DeepSeek or, like, an AI have that?
It gives you a close look. That's, like, kind of like if you go on Google and you do, like, a reverse image shirt search, it'll show you
a bunch of sweaters that look like
blue
this.
Sure, look. What if like what Matt's wearing?
Sure. I bet it could get it pretty close.
That's
but
insane.
I don't know. It's not too much of, like, an awesome magic wand, but, like, it's there.
It'll get there.
Yeah, it will.
I just got to give it some time. It'll get
it
there.
It is pretty freaky.
Wow. Did you... Florida news. We got to bring the Florida segment back because I keep seeing shit.
I loved that. That we'll was bring such it a back. Good conversation.
Did you hear about the Florida principal that was arrested for having 100 of her kids from the school at her house drunk?
No way.
Crazy.
She was an elementary school principal, right? But it was a bunch of high school kids partying.
The Florida principal of an elementary school was arrested after over 100 underage kids were found drinking at her home. Elizabeth Hill Brodigan, 47, faces charges of child neglect and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Minors. The gathering, described as an open house party, saw many kids wearing matching t-shirts and drinking alcohol from coolers provided at the residence. One child was hospitalized for an alcohol alcohol-related medical emergency while Hill, Brodigan, was seen turning off the lights at the scene as first responders
She was
arrived.
There? Yes. She's like, bring out the yearbooks. You guys were so adorable when you were younger. Do you remember?
100 kids? There's got to be a TikTok out there.
Yeah, there has crazy. To be something.
There has to be a video.
And guys, catch this. It doesn't end there. And then one of the minors who were intoxicated was arrested nearby during a traffic stop with a driver also facing DUI charges. So one of the kids
was driving.
What kind of debauchery is this principal holding?
So does she have kids that are high school age kids that was like, yeah, have your friends over for
Is this like a Ma situation? Right. Don't make me drink alone.
That's the first thing I was thinking about alone. Was Ma.
When I first saw it, I go, okay, so one of her kids threw a party and she wasn't there, but she was there.
No, it sounded like she was fully for it. Like she wanted to be the cool mom for elementary school kids. I get it. If like high school, I get it. But
wait,
elementary.
I don't think it's elementary school kids. I just think she's the principal.
Yes, no.
She's the
Zane. Not
Zane. I would be screaming. Yes.
Zane thinks they're like eight.
They're like eight drunk. No. Well, let's judge a book by its cover. This is what she looks like.
Oh, she parties.
Maybe we can figure out her intentions.
I'm sorry, I fucked that up. The way they wrote it out makes you think they do that on purpose.
Welcome to the news.
welcome to the fucking press.
Zane thought an 8-year-old drunk drive.
Elementary school intoxicated minor.
But think that's what clickbait is. Think about how we title our videos.
We've never done clickbait.
Mariah's involved in a high-speed chase.
You were! It drove right by you.
And she's an elementary school principal. Busted for hosting a wild underage party.
Why didn't she invite me? What the fuck?
What's the house look like?
I want to see the layout.
I just want to like see what kind of the vibe. Did she have a really cool? Do you think it like started off as just like a normal party and then it got out of hand? Like she's like, sure, let's just have a little cookout, some little fun. Okay, you guys are sipping on a little wine cooler.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie to you. I would have never brought this story up if I thought this was elementary school kids. Like, this is wild. No. Is this not correct? 100 elementary school kids in a house
wasted.
Getting drunk.
Just like, put Fortnite on.
Zan, I think they'd be dead.
This is normal. 100 high school kids at a house, and the parent knows about it. Like, this is normal. Every weekend in Florida. I'm not going to be like that.
But you said she was there. She flipped the lights off while people were there. That's crazy. She was there.
Oh, I thought it said she shut the lights when the cops showed up.
Because she was trying to like hide. Like, she's no one's here.
Getting down with the kids. Like, they do this all the time. It always works. She goes, give me another cup. Like she's like they're like pouring it like
don't go away don't
like
go away.
Hiding underneath like the kitchen like island just like
I know your mom
and you know she's fucked up too.
No, I'm gonna tell her
just like but I don't know it's like you think like if you were partying at the principal's house you're like I think we're good like
yeah. It feels like a safe environment
that would feel safe.
What are they gonna do? They're gonna shut
but
this
damn you, you would think that she was like be a little bit more scared. If I was at elementary school kid I would not be in the house. I'm like this is my job on the line.
These parties happen once or twice
a month
is what one of the students says.
Someone has to have videos from there. These are teenagers. Yeah. I just need
she's
to see.
Like, go, Miss Harrigan!
She's
go, Miss
like,
Harrigan!
Just Dance on the Nintendo Switch with all of them. Like, woo!
Go, Miss Harrigan! There has to be a TikTok.
Cannonball!
Especially if it's high school. You know these kids with their TikTok.
Oh, and they got the mugshot? How's she looking that mugshot?
Not good.
Oof. She was partying.
So that's what she looked like when they brought her in? That's mid-party.
Oh, wait. Was there another teacher already? Principal and a teacher.
Damn. Oh, yeah. They look like they throw. They throw
she
serious
looks like
rages.
Ms. Trunchbull.
She looks like Jody Hildebrandt.
You know, they were charging like a cover fee to get into. They were trying to make some money off of it.
Yeah, you need to.
They were doing lines in the bathroom during the party, and she was like, you think this is fine, right?
Oh, girl, are we crossing the line?
No, they can't hear shit. Like, they're good. We're good. You are principal. We are teacher. We are going to get the award of the year.
Award of the year.
They're like... They made it like a food driver, like bring box tops, like get back to your school if you want to get entry. That was like the cover fee.
B-Y-O-B, y'all.
Why was the detail that they were all wearing the same colored shirts at the party?
Right, they had matching shirts? I don't know.
I think it was just details.
There was a girl that was caught drunk driving, they said. Maybe she had the shirt on and they tracked, like, I don't know.
Miss Harrigan party.
Because there was another girl who had to go to the hospital for vomiting. So maybe she had the shirt on and everyone's like, where are these shirts coming from? I don't know.
They're all wearing pink shirts.
It was like a red light, green light party. Like green if you're single, red if you're taken.
Oh, and you know both teachers were in green. They're like, we are ready.
I love these parties. I have a feeling
some more info is going to come out about this situation.
But then I feel like, then if you got in trouble, like with your parents, you'd be like, she hosted it.
It's a good way to like get out of that.
Yeah.
Like it's not our fault. The principal like allowed it. So like, why wouldn't we?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Definitely.
You would have gone?
100% would have gone. If I was in high school, no, they wouldn't have invited me. Everybody would have been there but me.
Do you think like other parents were there or is it just the kids?
I'm curious how so many, over 100 kids is a lot.
Yeah,
how were so many kids allowed to go?
It's a big party.
Like, they must have had like a sick ass pool. Like I'm picturing like
or a basement
awesome pool.
Or like something crazy.
Right. I think these times parents are less strict. For sure, right? I feel like parents used to be much more strict back then.
I guess they at least know where their kids are.
Yeah.
I mean, like if I told my mom like, hey, I'm going to my friend's birthday party, if I tried to like water it down and make it sound better, she'd be like, yeah, I'll follow you and go meet the parents.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I'm going to, Miss Applebottom's like...
we're just doing some.
She goes, oh my gosh, tell her that I said hi. That sounds so fun. She's having just a little get together with like everyone.
No, my mom would be like, what the frig is a teacher doing having people over?
Yeah, that's how they got away with it probably. It's like, no, it's the principal. Like, it's, you know, it's just like a
red flag.
Yeah, for me now, back then, I've been studying. Awesome.
It's like a book club type thing.
Yeah.
We're just reading. Mom, we're just reading.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe you tell me to read all the time and then I finally go to the principal's house to go read and now you like don't want me to go.
So you want me to fail.
Wow. You know what? So much for caring about my grade.
I want to be a part of the discussions within the community. This is a hot story in the
neighbors are probably
just
should we go to dinner tonight?
Oh my god, that's fun.
I don't know. I just never let my kid go. I'm surprised you did.
Never trusted the two of them. Never.
I just something always
I told you something was off. I told you something. That's me. I knew it from the start.
Do you think she'll put out a statement, apologize, or anything?
No. Yeah, she was caught red-handed. It was two parties a month. There's no excuses for that.
When you get to jail, do they take your makeup off before you take your mugshot? I'm looking at Mariah like she would know the answer.
I would know the answer. You don't know.
I was like,
you don't know what
looking,
I do off camera.
She was looking like that hosting the party. I don't know.
It was a long
night. Matt, that is interesting. Is there usually? I feel like I've never seen any makeup on any mugshot.
Right.
I feel like they have to take it off because down the road,
they want to see your full identity.
Right. Because if you like, because
if you're
also,
tied to another crime down the road where they have to look back and see their suspects, like you want them to look as possible. I don't know.
Also, another thing I found out, I know Spirit Airlines, they're like going bankrupt or something. Mm-hmm. I saw that a month or two ago, but this just came out and I thought it was like fake news, right? But it was all over like every news outlet that they're not allowing people with tattoos on their flights.
What?
Did you see that? I could not, but I was like, oh no, this is definitely fake. It was like top story. It was like, they're not allowing people with tattoos on their flights.
Why would they make a new rule if they're going under?
Yeah, like get the business you can. Like,
Did you see it?
Offensive tattoos and revealing clothing.
So the one I saw,
passengers flying on Spirit Airlines can now be removed from a flight if a tattoo or other body art is deemed lewd, obscene, or offensive, according to the company's latest contract.
I wonder if it was one incident where like there was like a...
Yeah.
I did see like a guy getting kicked off recently for having something offensive on his shirt. I don't know what it was.
Maybe they just had to make it a new rule. Now it's in like the booklet.
Yeah.
So it just looks bad.
See-through clothing, exposed breasts, buttocks, or other private parts.
Damn it!
I could.
Zane, two in a row.
I mean, that's why I'm not flying Spirit again.
You're a millennial. He's believing everything.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
I don't know if you had a naked mermaid on your arm right there.
No, but I thought they always were. like kind of strict about that?
It's like, you know, when you hear a specific law from a state and you're like, what, why? That's so niche and specific. It's probably because it only happened one time where they're like, we just have to implement it just so down the road.
Yeah.
They probably came across one person if somebody was naked or whatever. And they're just like, I can't believe we have to actually add this to the list of rules, or, but we do.
Your ass cheeks on your flight.
I think it just gives them a reason to eject you from the flight. Like if you're causing like a scene and making other people uncomfortable. And
do
like someone's like, what? I'm acting totally normal, but what you're wearing is making everyone else uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, guys, like, no tattoos on Spirit flights.
No offensive tattoos.
No like anything with ink on your body, you cannot fly. So people like me, I cannot fly. Heath, he may be able to get away with it. His tattoo's almost gone.
I'm in the process.
In the process. You might be able to fly Spirit soon. That's awesome.
What? When an airline goes under, what do they do with the plane? Do they recycle it, give it to another airline, rewrap it? Like, are the actual Spirit planes going to still be flying around under a different name?
I'm sure they'll just like rewrap it, right?
They can rewrap it and put in new seats and stuff. And then also some planes go to just get ripped apart for parts and stuff.
That would be so cool to have a piece of a Spirit airline airplane.
Yeah. I want the S.
I want the seat, like in my office.
Yeah.
A lot of times like another airline that's like doing well will buy them out. And basically,
we need another budget airline.
We do need an affordable one. I swear, I saw that last year.
There's always talks about like different airlines. Like
we need an affordable one
to keep prices reasonable for the other airlines,
right? Mm-hmm. But they need to get rid of the it's affordable, but pay $100 for a carry-on bag or whatever.
$70 for a water bottle.
You mean, like get rid of those like the over.
Yeah, just make it affordable. Period. Stop trying to trick.
Especially
people.
If the seats are coming off the fucking floor. You know what I mean?
It is a cool looking airline, though. Their rebrand was awesome.
And TVs on every seat. I'm sorry, every plane has to have a TV on the seat.
I know.
You're paying way too much to sit in a metal tube with a bunch of disgusting people.
I'm okay with no TV, but give me free Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi needs to work the entire time.
Let me at least watch something on, my phone, iPad, things like that. If you're going to go no TV, you got to give me free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And then they get you, though. It's like, it's not free Wi-Fi, but we give you access to all the videos that are streaming under our service.
Yeah.
They have that sometimes, okay, but I make sure I download my movies on my phone before I go on.
I've never done that before.
Oh, I like it. I just love, never think about it. The hour before, you're about to board and you're just like, which flick do I want to download?
Ooh,
and then download. I download, three so I can, have some backups.
We've been hacking the system. A lot of flights will do free Wi-Fi if you have T-Mobile.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's me.
Thank you, sister, for my free Wi-Fi on the flight back.
No!
I usually fall asleep.
I usually fall asleep on the flight, so he'll see if I'm sleeping, then he'll use my phone number. I'm like, damn.
If you log in with the phone number,
You can use my phone number.
It recognizes that your phone number.
Me too.
You just enter a number that is a T-Mobile number.
Any T-Mobile number.
Here's my phone number if you want to.
Do you get a text?
No, there's no confirmation. So he was like, how'd you do that? And I was like, here, try Mariah's sister's number. She has T-Mobile too. And he put it in.
Now I have your sister's number.
Oh, shit.
What a hack. I feel like we should cut that. I want to gatekeep that. I don't want people to know.
When you go on the website, it says in big bold letters, T-Mobile free Wi-Fi. And you just click it and put.
But that's only for certain airlines.
They might do a verification now if a lot of people start doing that, you think?
No, I don't think so.
Like a Netflix thing, you can't have more than one phone using it. I don't know. Mm. Get it while you can. Here's my sister's phone number.
I understand if more than one number. That makes sense. I'm sure if you tried using the same number.
You can
do that, yeah.
But yeah, next time you're on a flight with T-Mobile for free Wi-Fi.
Good to know. Sometimes I just try to raw dog a flight and not have anything, but just I just don't have the internet for it. And I'll just watch a movie and then read.
That's what I do. I do nothing.
I try to find the strength to not use
Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
you sit there and sleep.
I still can't watch something on a plane. I don't watch things on the ground. On a plane when there's nothing else to do, I still don't watch anything.
Why?
I'll put on The Office and fall asleep.
That's at least it's the, and they have it on every flight.
It's definitely a mental problem. I have a mental issue.
You watch the same episodes because all they have is season 2, episodes 3, 4, 5,
right.
And 6.
No, yeah, that's so why, true.
Give me the whole season. Give me the whole season.
I memorized all of season 2 by now.
Stupid. Wow. Well, that was one hell of an episode.
Yeah.
I think my favorite one so far.
Me too.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode. You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Sane and Heath. $5 a month. You can get all of our bonus episodes. You get all the episodes that we record after we finish. We keep the cameras rolling for like a little extended cut. We do a live Q&As every month. We got just, and you get everything in the archive from the first day we started, which was like, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
A long time.
Know. But again, $5 a month and you get all that. Patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
All right. Well, thank you so much for watching. We're going to jump into the unwind. We love you guys and we'll see you soon.
Peace and blessings.